The village board meeting of Monday, May 18th, 2020 is called to order at 7 PM. Deputy Clerk Botica, please call the roll.
Bubak?
Yes.
Perrin?
Here.
Tar?
Here.
Mandakis? Mandakis?
Says Trustee Cernetti is muted still.
There, we got it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
Mandakis?
Here.
Cernetti? Russell?
Here.
All present.
The deputy clerk has advised me there is a quorum present before we may proceed. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? There being none, the meeting may proceed. Deputy Clerk Botica, are there any registered public speakers for this evening's meeting?
No, sir, there are not.
Deputy Clerk Botica advised me there is no registered public speakers scheduled for this evening. Minutes. Has each of the trustees received a copy of the minutes of the regular meeting for May 4th, 2020? If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve these minutes. Can I have a motion?
You make it.
Trustee Bubash, can I get a second?
I'll make it.
Oh.
Cernetic.
Trustee Cernetic. Is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Tar.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Cernetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. We move it on to bills. Has the finance chairman reviewed the list of village bills that submitted for May 18th? And do you recommend approval of said bills?
Yes, I reviewed the bills and I recommend payment.
If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve the bills. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Russell, can I get a second?
I'll second it, Cernetic.
Cernetic. There's no discussion. Can I get a roll call, please, clerk?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Tar.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Cernetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Has the finance chairman reviewed the list of max bills that submitted May 18th, and do you recommend approval of said bills?
Yes, I do. They're in order.
If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve said bills. Can I have the motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Russell, can I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Bubash, is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, clerk?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Tar.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Cernetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Is the finance, moving on to licenses, has the finance chairman reviewed the list of business license and contractor's license applications for May 18th? And do you recommend approval of said licenses?
Yes, I do. They're in order and I recommend approval.
Very good. If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve said licenses. Can I get a motion?
Perrin.
Trustee Perrin, can I have a second?
Trustee Mandakis.
Trustee Mandakis. No discussion. Can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Tar.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Cernetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Moving right along to permits. There are no permits tonight. Next, we'll do the reports. We need a motion to receive and place on file the following reports: the fire department, the police department, and the max operational and financial reports for the month of April 2020. Can I please get a motion?
I'll make it.
Bubash made the motion. Can I get a second?
I'll second it, Cernetic.
Cernetic. There's no discussion. Roll call, please.
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Tar.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Cernetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Under communications, there's nothing. Under special or unfinished business, there is nothing. Moving right along to new business.
Next Director Jared Whelan submitted a letter advising that the summer camp program will be canceled due to the governor's executive order related to COVID-19.
All right, let the record reflect that the notice of the cancel the summer camp program at the MAX has been received and placed on file. We're looking forward to doing camp in the future, just with COVID right now. They left us no choice but to cancel it for this year. You know, move right along.
Next, we have a contract was submitted between the Village of McCook and Clear Channel Outdoor to provide complimentary digital advertising effective March 30th of 2020 through December 31st of 2021.
We're going to need a motion to approve the contract submitted between the Village of McCook and Clear Channel Outdoor for the complimentary digital advertising effective March 30th, 2020 through December 31st, 2021. This is no charge to the Village. We get placements on a couple of the digital signs that are in town, around town. We've done it for the last couple of years, so I need a motion to approve the contract in a second. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Russell, can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Trustee Perrin, is there any discussion? There being none, a roll call, please.
Bubas?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Frenetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
I'll vote it aye.
Okay. We're going to skip the agreement between the Village of McCook and Custom Towing. It's going to be voted on in the resolution later on in the meeting, so there's no need to vote on it right now. And I'm just going to need a motion to table the mayor's list of appointments as submitted for May 1st, 2020 through April 30th, 2021. We're just going to table it. We'll make those appointments in a later meeting. Can I get a motion in a second, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Russell, can I get a second?
Trustee Cernetic.
Trustee Cernetic, is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubas?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Cernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
I'll vote it aye.
Motion carried. Moving right along to ordinance and resolutions. Attorney Perlman is going to explain the ordinance and resolutions and get right back with a vote.
Okay, the first ordinance would be ordinance 20-09, an ordinance amending section 1-12 of the McCook Code with respect to procedures governing the issuance of P tickets for certain traffic violations. What this ordinance does is it amends the McCook Code to streamline the fines and procedures for issuing P tickets by the police department. Rather than having multiple fines for different offenses, it streamlines the fine amounts to make it easier for the police department. I'd recommend approval of this ordinance.
We need a motion to pass and accept ordinance number 20-09. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Bubas, can I get a second?
Trustee Mandakis.
I'll second it.
Mandakis, any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubas.
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Frenetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Thank you. Moving right along with Attorney Perlman.
The next ordinance is ordinance number 20-10. And this ordinance amends chapter 82 of the McCook Code by adding article 6. And the ordinance provides for the administrative adjudication of certain traffic violations. And what this will do is we'll bring the adjudication of certain traffic violations to an in-house process rather than going through the Circuit Court of Cook County.
We're going to need a motion to pass and accept ordinance number 20-10. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Perrin, can I get a second?
I'll second it.
I'll second it.
Trustee Cernetic, is there any discussion? Deputy Clerk, can you give me a roll call, please?
Sure. Bubas?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Cernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
That motion was carried. We'll move right along to ordinance number 20-11.
Okay, ordinance 20-11 amends chapter 82 of the Village of McCook Code to add Article 7 and provides for the seizure and impoundment of motor vehicles. And what this ordinance allows the police department to do is to have a vehicle seized and towed if the vehicle is used during the commission of certain offenses.
All right, we're going to need a motion to pass and accept ordinance number 20-11. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Bubas, can I get a second?
I'll second.
I'll second. Trustee Mandzukic.
Trustee Russell, can I get a discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubas.
Yes.
Karen.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandzukic.
Aye.
Frenetic.
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Moving right along.
Ordinance 20-12 is an ordinance amending Chapter 54 of the McCook Code and adds Article 8. And this ordinance does is provides for the administrative adjudication of non-vehicle offenses. So the building inspector will be able to issue citations for property maintenance violations and things of that sort, or possibly the possession of cannabis. If an officer pulls somebody over, it's not a vehicle violation, but it would be a code violation. And those violations would also be held in-house before an administrative hearing officer.
Okay, we're going to need a motion to pass and accept ordinance number 20-12. Can I get a motion? Trustee Cernetta, can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Trustee Bubas, is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubas.
Yes.
Karen.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandzukic.
Aye.
Cernetta.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Okay. Motion carried. Before we move on, I'm going to have Chief Pasquale explain about the companies that he's looking into to run the adjudication part of it. Yep. Then we'll move on to the resolution.
All right, so what we've done so far with the police department, we sent some of our staff to a few of the local municipalities to see how they operate their adjudication hearings, what kind of companies they're using, the software that they're using, et cetera. In addition to that, we've attended a number of webinars over the last couple of weeks, which will provide us with some guidance on how we're supposed to run the adjudication hearings. Since we've never had one here before, and this is new to us, we want to make sure we're doing it the right way. And then over the last week, we've had two companies give us like an online demonstration / proposal on their software that's going to run the program, all of the options that are included, you name it. A lot of it's cloud-based, some of it's based on computers, but we're at the initial stages of trying to figure out who our vendor is going to be. So we're going to continue to take a look at some different vendors and different programs that are available to us, and then ultimately, hopefully there'll be one clear winner, and when we find that company, we will move forward with trying to set up our adjudication hearing.
Thank you, Chief DePasquale. Going to move right along to resolutions. Attorney Perlman, you explain resolution 20-R-8.
Okay, resolution 20-R-8 approves a contract between the Village of McCook and Custom Towing, Inc. with respect to towing services. Right now, Custom Towing has been providing towing services for the Village. There's no charge to the Village, but the agreement sets forth the obligations of the company. And I'd recommend approval of the resolution.
Okay, we need a motion to pass and accept resolution number 20-R-8. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Trustee Perrin, can I get a second?
I'll second it, Trustee Mandzukic.
Trustee Mandzukic, is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubas.
Yes.
Karen?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandzukic?
Aye.
Frenetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
This will conclude the business before the Village Board of Trustees. At this time, do any of the board members have anything they wish to add?
No.
I got a few things I'd like to add, guys. Number one is our water rates. At the last meeting, we raised them. The city of Chicago is not raising us due to COVID-19. So in return, we are not going to raise our rates until our rates are raised from Chicago. So the way they made it sound, maybe a month, 2 months, they're going to leave it at the same rate. So we're going to leave ours at the same rate. Also, in each one of your board packets, there was fire department staffing, I guess, proposals. They're not contracts, just a couple different options and stuff that's out there. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have to look into the fire department staffing. So I wanted you guys to have a couple extra weeks to look them over, and if you have any questions, to let me know.
Okay.
And anybody else have anything to add? Nothing else. I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy Memorial Day. If there's nothing further, there is a motion in order to adjourn the meeting at, call it 7:15. Can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Trustee Schenatic. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Trustee Bubash. Is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please, clerk?
Bubash.
Yes.
Aaron.
Aye.
Barr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Genetic.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. This time the meeting will be adjourned. Everybody have a safe and happy Memorial Day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.